Okay, now I'm joined in studio and delighted to be joined in studio by Tim O'Sullivan, and Tim is here representing Arthritis Ireland. This is a subject very close to my heart, well, not necessarily close to my heart, but certainly close to some of my joints, like my left ankle and my two hands. My mother had arthritis, my grandmother had arthritis, so we're fairly steeped in it in our family. So this is a great chance to have a chat, and if any of you are suffering, have a listen. This is the sort of stuff you need to hear. Tim, you're most welcome.
Thank you very much, Declan.
Now, how would you like to start this? Do you want to talk about arthritis? I presume we're not just talking rheumatoid here. We're talking osteo. We're talking rheumatoid. We're talking all the different spectrum of
ankylosing spondylitis. All the various
SLE ailments. And all the different sort of categories here.
Down syndrome. Arthritis.
Yeah. Now we'll say Arthritis Ireland. What's your role with them? What do you do for them?
I am, first of all, I'm chairman of Arthritis Ireland, but my more important role is that I'm a facilitator of the Living Well course, that's Living Well with Arthritis, the self-management course.
And tell us about that, because that sounds like an extremely useful tool for people to have or to take part in.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a six-week program, 2.5 hours a week. It's delivered by two facilitators. At least one of them would have arthritis, but in the majority of cases, both facilitators would have. We're doing a course in Cork starting on the 13th of September, and I'll be one of the facilitators, and my co-facilitator, Kathleen Barry, also has arthritis.
Now, what sort of people are you looking for this, we'll say? What sort of people would benefit from this?
Anybody over 18 that has been diagnosed or recently diagnosed or have had it for many years. It will benefit everybody. The course itself covers things like getting a good night's sleep, which I'm sure anyone with arthritis is familiar with the loss of sleep. We cover dealing with your medications, not recommending medications, but getting your maximum benefit from medications. Dealing with your healthcare provider is a very important element. We discuss low mood and depression, as well as depression with a small D, really. We do healthy eating. We don't tell you what to eat, but we would give you information to make an informed decision. And included in that would be reading food labels, which a lot of people find very interesting. And most of us, I certainly knew nothing about it until I did the course myself. We do exercise. Exercise is a very important part of your treatment regime for arthritis. I would regard it as being equally as important as your medication. Now, a lot of people would think that exercise may exacerbate their complaint, but in fact it doesn't. It's more important that you do exercise than not to do it, admittedly, to whatever your mobility level is.
Yeah, that's interesting, because as I said to you before we started this, that I get pains in my shoulders, and I find if I do my shoulder exercise, I don't get any pains in my shoulders. If I stop for 3 days, I'm back with the pains. I'm a doctor, I should be able to explain that to you, but I'm not. Maybe you could explain that to me.
Well, I suppose that's a good example of it, and I myself have had that experience lately. When I was diagnosed initially, I was not exercising, and I suppose I was diagnosed about 4 years before I did this course myself, and that was one of the benefits that I got out of the course, was the importance of exercise, and it has changed my life, to be honest with you. There are days I'd find it tough, but I will still always make the effort. I may not be able to do as much some days as other days, but the important thing is that you do whatever you're capable of doing.
And are there specific exercises for specific joints?
There is, and part of the with the course, we give out a book. It's 400 pages, very easy to read, and in that, all the various exercises, stretches, whatever the case may be, they're all covered in that and how to do them. We also demonstrate some of them during the course.
Right. Now, let's go back to diagnosis. Mm-hmm. How do people know they're getting it? How do people go and get checked?
I suppose, and this is an important one, like that when you suspect anything with your joints, where you're getting a soreness or pain in the joints or finding it difficult, that's the time to move and go and see your GP. Early diagnosis can make a difference in terms of managing it. There's no cure for rheumatoid arthritis, but you can manage it with modern medications. And again, early diagnosis is very, very important. With osteoarthritis, it's somewhat different. But again, early intervention is very important.
Yeah, and sometimes it's handy to know which is which, because as I say, the treatment really for both is totally different. The rheumatoid being a sort of an active arthritis, and you may need, for the want of a better word, heavier sort of management than you might for an osteo.
Absolutely, yeah. I suppose there's kind of a misconception about the two different types of arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis, as you know, is an autoimmune condition and can at times be accompanied by other conditions. For example, myself, I have costochondritis as well, but other people develop other autoimmune conditions, so it could be just part of a number of conditions. The osteoarthritis is regarded as wear and tear on the actual joint itself, but again, it does cause inflammation, and that's what causes the pain and the stiffness.
What about fibromyalgia? Would you deal with that sort of a problem?
We do. We embrace fibromyalgia, very much part of our organisation. And that's, again, can be very debilitating for people. Severe pain, fatigue is a major part of it. And managing that condition can be quite difficult. But the course also embraces people with fibromyalgia.
Yeah, I always feel that people with fibromyalgia almost get put aside in a way, in the fact that, you know, it's not a rheumatoid, it's not an osteo, but you're tired all the time. And I think it's sometimes they feel people don't actually believe them.
That's quite true. And that happens in a medical profession as well. That
absolutely.
They don't accept it. But I mean, if you come into contact with anybody with fibromyalgia, you'll be in no doubt as to the pain that they're going through. But getting a diagnosis, yes, can be difficult. But once you do get that diagnosis, there is a way of managing that as well. And again, this course would help people with fibro to manage that condition. Many with arthritis also have fibro as well. So it's not uncommon not to have it with rheumatoid.
Absolutely. Now, I would imagine a common sort of a query on these courses is people are offered, we'll say people with rheumatoid, are offered medication, are offered medical treatment, be it methotrexate, be it one of the biologics or whatever. I would imagine a lot of people have a lot of problem deciding, is this for me or isn't this for me? And I presume you can help them in that area.
Yes, indeed. And even at national level, we have a website, and there's a lot of information on all the various medications on that website. It was something for me as well. I had to make that decision along the way. I'm on my seventh different biologic, and the one I'm on at the minute, it appears to be working for me. But it is a big decision, even going on methotrexate and following all the various guidelines with medications is very important as well. For example, with methotrexate, one of the things you're advised not to take is grapefruit. Apparently, it increases the toxins in the body. So reading the various labels and making people aware of these things is important to get your maximum benefit from your medication.
Right. And let's talk a little bit about the mental aspects of the illness. Mm-hmm. I would presume if you're diagnosed with a long-term sort of potentially very debilitating illness, it's hard to get used to that. It's hard to get that into your brain. It's hard to sort of become accustomed to that. It must have sort of mental inputs or must mental side effects.
Absolutely. And I suppose a big issue for a lot of people is getting family to accept and understand what they're going through, because it's not very visible. And a common expression is that you look fine. No, I always say we don't go around with a big neon sign over our head saying, I'm not fine, I'm in severe pain. We don't do that. But it does cause problems. It causes problems in relationships, both in family, at work, or even with friends. And because of the condition, you may not always be as active as you were. So you may have to decline attending events, social events, or you may not be able to work maybe the 5 days a week. In some instances, people are doing kind of 3 days. They work Monday off Tuesday, work Wednesday off Thursday, and work Friday. So it has a huge impact mentally on people.
Now, let's talk about, I'm getting personal here again now, let's talk about AIDS. I'm certainly finding in the last 6 months or so, opening things very difficult with my hands.
Yes, and that's a common thing as well. And I would have that difficulty as well. There are various aids available. At Arthritis Ireland, we have quite a bit available. We have an online shop. But you can usually pick up stuff. For example, a peeler, get it with a large thick handle, can make it more easy to operate. You can get a very simple thing in most supermarkets for opening jars or bottles, that type of thing as well.
Yeah, they're usually the hardest.
They are, yeah. It is important. There is a chemist in Cork at the Magic Roundabout, and they have a big selection of various aids that anybody could need for anything like that.
But we can go into the website and look up the various
Arthritis Ireland website. They have a kettle there, the Uccella kettle, where it actually, you don't have to lift the kettle, you tilt it to fill, so you're not, there's no danger of you spilling it down on yourself or anything like that.
That's excellent. And then mobility aids, I presume, are also sort of, you have a section on that.
We would, well, and we give advice on that. You'd get information on that on the website, and you'd be directed to companies that would provide these various aids as well. Including for some people, a stairs lift might be a requirement as well.
Right, yeah. That's excellent. Now, Tim, what about operations? Say if I have osteoarthritis of my hip or my ankle, which or knee, do you help people with the decision-making process whether to go for surgery, whether not to go for surgery?
Well, I suppose what we really do is, part of the course is, one of the things we do on it is decision-making, doing the pros and cons of making that decision yourself. We do provide information again at the website at Arthritis Ireland on the various surgeries that are available. We don't obviously, for good reason, recommend whether people should or shouldn't do it, but we do try to give as much information so that they can make an informed decision.
That's mostly what people want. Find that they want to talk to as many people as possible who've gone through it, or they may know somebody who's gone through it. And of course, you know yourself when you talk to somebody who's gone through it. You'll hear the one who's had a disaster. You don't necessarily hear about the 100 who've had a great time.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And that's one of the problems sometimes.
And one of the great things about doing the course is that when the course finishes, there is generally a camaraderie of the group that they've set up, maybe a WhatsApp group, so they support each other along the way. Maybe a year after somebody is going for surgery, they'd be supporting each other as well. So there's lots of long-term benefits as well as short-term, obviously, over the 6 weeks.
Now, God forbid if I had a child with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. I know children can't attend the course, but what about their parents?
Yeah, they'd be more than welcome, or a carer in any situation. Juvenile arthritis is quite
a devastating diagnosis,
absolutely, for any family, and so the parents would be more than welcome to come and attend that course as well. Over 18, yes, but we don't limit it necessarily to people with arthritis if they're a carer or have a parent or a parent or a guardian of a young child.
Okay.
They're more than welcome.
Now, we've just come through two terrible years of COVID. Now, I would presume that from a few different points of view, first would be people on medication, on methotrexate or on biologics, their fear of getting COVID must have been dreadful. And then I presume you end up with people who got COVID and then had arthritis as well and would have long-term sequelae from that.
That's quite true. Most of us with arthritis, I suppose we were extremely cautious during, particularly until the vaccines came. I escaped it myself until about 6 or 8 weeks ago. But it was a big fear. Now, Arthritis Ireland did some podcasts with various different consultants and got that information out there very quickly. Those podcasts are still available on our website. I myself have delivered courses. This particular course, I've delivered it for people with long COVID, particularly, and quite a few of them from the medical profession. And the course worked extremely well for them, just as it does for people with arthritis. It works really for anybody with a chronic health condition.
And are we getting people with long COVID with much sort of chronic joint or mobility type problems?
You'd have that. You have people with fatigue as a major problem.
And breathlessness being the other problem, a big one,
I'd
say, that people are left with.
That's a huge one, yeah. And a lot of people, like, these are comparatively young people as well. And again, just to mention on the arthritis, I mean, it's not an old person's disease by any means. We would have people in their 20s, 30s, 40s.
Of course it's not an old person's. How could you and I have it otherwise?
Absolutely.
Now, let's go over when the course is on again and who can go to it.
So the course is on. It's starting on the 13th of September, and it begins at 6 p.m. and it'll end at 8:30. There will be six sessions and it'll run over a 6-week period. It will be held at the Northside Business Campus in Spring Lane in Bella Vilaine in Cork. And that is behind the fire station in Bella Vilaine. It's a very accessible venue. It's a very well laid out venue, and there'll be secure car parking there as well. So that's important as well. And anybody over 18 can attend, and that includes, as I've just previously said there, the parents of children with juvenile arthritis, or perhaps a carer for somebody with either rheumatoid or osteoarthritis as well.
Okay, or fibromyalgia, as we said as well.
Absolutely.
And those sort of people. Now, and the cost is the massive amount of, it's free.
It's free, and you will be given a manual with about 400 pages of information, far more detailed than perhaps we'd be able to go into. And that book alone is worth about €50. So that'll be given free to you as well. So it's a great opportunity for people to manage their condition. And for the book, you can either go into Arthritis Ireland's website, and that'll direct you into where you can book it, or you can ring 01-647-0206.
We'll put them both down on our website. So it's www.arthritisireland.ie or 01-647-0206.
And can I also add that at Arthritis Ireland, we have a helpline. And the helpline, it's an online support and it's a confidential service. It's manned by volunteers who are either somebody from the medical profession but would have a knowledge of arthritis. And this is a free service. It's available. You can contact the helpline from Monday to Friday between 10 and 4. And the number for the helpline is 0818-252-846. Or you can email helpline@arthritisireland.ie. It's an excellent service, particularly for newly diagnosed and people that may be, confused about their situation. It can be a very beneficial service to people like that.
Even for somebody who's sort of thinking that the course would be good for them, but they're not 100% sure, or who have any queries over arthritis. Because,
matter.
As I say,
yeah.
As GPs, we always seem to think that we have all the answers and the people ask us all the questions. But in fact, the longer I was in the job, you find that actually isn't the case.
No.
People often go to other sources before they come to us. And other sources, let's go to the right sources.
Yes.
Yeah. And that sounds like
an excellent
source. Be careful
with Dr. Google at the same time.
Oh, absolutely be careful with Dr.
Google.
And
I suppose just to mention that Arthritis Ireland, we're over 40 years in existence and providing services by way of courses and at the members and information is one of our, we are also an advocacy group and we're involved in research as well. So our mission is to seek to ensure that every person living with arthritis in Ireland is supported to live a full and an active life and having access to appropriate health services and treatments.
Well, that's absolutely brilliant. And I couldn't sum it up any better than that. And I'd like to thank you, Tim, for coming in today. I think it's a fascinating subject. I think it'll be great help to some people and myself included. And I'd like to thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Declan.
Thank you.